to the ordinary people attending church every Sunday, the main effect of the changes introduced during Henry's reign, and that of his son Edward, was confusion.
The introduction of the prayer book, which was, I suppose, one of the biggest changes of all, was decreed by an act of Parliament, and the parishes were told you must buy new prayer books and use those prayer books in the service. Now, quite what they made of them in Wales is anybody's guess, because from, I suppose, something like three-quarters of the people at least, they didn't understand English, and what they made of an English service being introduced on a given date in their church, I don't know. I don't know quite what a number of the priests in Wales made of it either. They must have found it very strange, very difficult to become accustomed to.
Yn lle allor trestil trist, yn lle Christi mae bara.
Instead of altar, a sorry trestle. Instead of Christ, there's bread. Instead of priest, a shriveled cobbler, making crooked with his lip to eat it.
The other thing they would have noticed, of course, was the removal of many of the features of the church that they would have associated with medieval religion. For example, the taking down of images and the removal of images, images of the saints from the church, the covering up of many of the frescoes that were on the walls. In fact, many of the things which had made the most powerful impression on the eye, they were removed from the churches.
In Wales, the attempt to fill the spiritual vacuum left by all these changes came with the translation first of the prayer book and then the Bible into Welsh.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yn y dechreuad, roedd y gair. A'r gair oedd gyda Dyw, a Dyw oedd y gair.
The vast majority of the people, of course, spoke only Welsh.
Professor Gareth Elwyn-Jones of the University of Wales, Swansea.
And this was the real reason behind the necessity to translate the Bible into Welsh, or certainly it's the reason which is laid out in the act which provided for the translation of the Bible. The preamble of it runs like this.
Whereas the English tongue is not understanded of the most and greatest number of all Her Majesty's most loving and obedient subjects inhabiting within Her Highness dominion and country of Wales, being no small part of this realm, who therefore are utterly destituted of God's holy word.
There is the kind of official acknowledgement that if you wanted to get the truths of the Reformation and the Anglican Church across to the Welsh, then the Bible would have to be in their own tongue so that they could understand it.